flight crews and law enforcement officers need the legal authority to deputize and indemnify vetted able-bodied passengers to protect themselves and the jet from destruction. We could do this process during our pre-check. There's no reason why an athlete or a military member can walk deep into the cabin to restrain somebody. During pre-check enrollment, we can ask passengers to volunteer to be these deputy air marshals during critical events. Pre-check should be greatly expanded, and it should be free of charge. More people in pre-check frees up resources to focus on attackers. I'd like to see TSOs roaming airports with mobile pre-check application kits and soliciting passengers during their delays. We need to have more faith in human intelligence gathering and the intuition of bold officers. But in order to get more air marshals on the ground, you need to completely secure the flight deck or the cockpit where the pilots are in control of the jet. Every flight deck should have a modified shotgun with an emergency lock switch. Shotgun pellets are an ideal since the primary concern is to stop an attacker trying to force the door open. In a highly unlikely miss, shotgun pellets will not harm passengers or the aircraft. The group of pilots who use their own funds to travel to Artesia, New Mexico, spending a week being trained and issue a TSA 40 caliber semi-automatic pistol, can miss and kill an innocent passenger to the very back of the cabin with a jacketed bullet. Once again, this is highly unlikely, but it's possible. Armed pilots are not allowed to carry their pistols on international flights due to very restrictive handgun laws in foreign countries. But a shotgun modified to stop one or two hijackers trying to break into the cockpit from 1 foot away would be an aim for a host country to deny and risk another 9/11 style attack. It's an extreme hazard whenever a pilot opens the flight deck door to use the lavatory to get food and drink. An amped up attacker can dive inside and destroy the jet. There's a cheap and perfect solution to this: secondary barriers. 10 horizontal cables attached to a vertical pole, a flight attendant can simply stretch across the front of the forward galley and lock in place. This barrier buys the flight crew plenty of time to quickly get the pilot back into the flight deck and lock the door. In order to control unruly passengers who could be suicidal attackers setting up a ruse for the law enforcement officers on board, every cabin should be equipped with restraint systems and non-lethal tools to restrain unruly passengers or stop murderous attackers.